This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Viksit Bharat. He said that today the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths. One is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments through video conferencing today. Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youths have already secured permanent jobs in the central government.
आज दुनिया मान रही है कि भारत के पास दो असीमित शक्तियां हैं, एक डेमोग्राफी, दूसरी डेमोक्रेसी, यानी सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र। युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है, और हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में दिन रात जुटी है.
Underscoring that today major global institutions like the World Bank are praising India, Mr. Modi said that India is being ranked among the top countries with the highest levels of equality in the world.
International Labour Organization, ILO, की एक बहुत बढ़िया रिपोर्ट आई. इस रिपोर्ट में कहा गया है कि बीते दशक में भारत के 90 करोड़ से अधिक नागरिकों को वेलफेयर स्कीम के दायरे में लाया गया है, और इन स्कीम्स का फायदा सिर्फ वेलफेयर तक सीमित नहीं है, इससे बहुत बड़ी संख्या में नए रोजगार भी बने हैं.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. According to the initial probe report, one of the pilots can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder asking the other why did he switch off the fuel supply to engines, to which the other pilot responded by saying that he did not. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu responded to the AAIB report on last month's Air India crash, stating that it is based on the initial findings and urged the public not to reach any conclusion until the final report is released.
This is a preliminary report right now, and from the ministry we are analyzing the report, but I think it would be better if we can comment on it once the final report comes in. We are coordinating with AIB also. Whatever support or resources they need, we'll be providing to them. But AIB will be the primary investigating agency into this, and we are hoping that as soon as possible the final report also comes in so that we can arrive at some conclusions.
In Chhattisgarh, 23 Maoists, including 9 females, have surrendered to the police in Sukma district today. District Superintendent of Police Kiran Chauhan said that a total reward of 1 crore 18 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. These Maoists will be given a cheque of 50,000 rupees as an incentive amount and all other facilities under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. The IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh for the next 5 days. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 145 for 3 against host England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.